I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is Helen Keller. Helen Keller was born in the year 1880 in Alabama in the United States. Helen was a normal baby and quickly learned to say a few words and learn to walk. However, when she was just 19 months old, or just under 2 years old, she got sick. And the doctor said that she had something called brain fever. Now, some people think that that actual sickness was either scarlet fever or something called meningitis, but no one really knows for sure. But after she got better from the fever, Helen's mom noticed something different about her. When her mom rang the dinner bell, Helen didn't really respond to it. When her mom waved her hands in front of Helen's eyes, Helen didn't respond to that either. So the sickness left little Helen blind and deaf. That means that she could not see and she also could not hear. As a kid, Helen Keller made friends with the daughter of the family cook. And together they played quite a bit and they figured out how to communicate with one another or talk to one another. And they created signs so that Helen could say what she wanted to or say what she needed with her little friend. But Helen was kind of a hard kid. She was really easily frustrated. She would throw tantrums and scream. And so a lot of people in her family thought that her parents should put her into a special hospital so that the parents wouldn't have to take care of her anymore. However, Helen's parents were not ready to give up on their daughter. So Helen's mom and dad reached out to someone named Alexander Graham Bell. Do you remember him from one of my other podcast episodes? He's the guy that invented the telephone. Well, at this point in his life, Alexander Graham Bell was working with deaf kids to see if he could help them hear. So Helen's family traveled to Boston, Massachusetts to meet with Alexander Graham Bell and a few other people at the institute at which Bell worked. The people there suggested that Helen work with a recent graduate or student of the institute named Anne Sullivan. Anne and Helen would eventually become best friends, and in fact, Anne barely left Helen's side for the next 50 years of her life. So Anne joined Helen and her family back in Alabama. And once they arrived there, Anne immediately started to teach Helen as best as she could. But Helen was only 6 years old, and she struggled to understand. And when she struggled to understand, she'd get upset and throw tantrums and scream. So this is what was happening with Anne. Anne would take something, like an object, like a doll, and she'd give the doll to Helen. And Helen would hold the doll in one hand, and then Anne would take Helen's other hand, and she'd spell the word of the thing that she was holding. So she would take the doll, and let's say she puts it in Helen's right hand. Then she takes Helen's left hand, and she spells out D-O-L-L with her finger so that Helen would associate, that's the word for the thing I'm holding. But because Helen was so young, only 6 years old, she would continue to get frustrated and could not understand what Anne was trying to teach her. So finally, fed up with Helen's tantrums, Anne took Helen to the family cottage so that Helen would only focus on learning and not be distracted by anyone or anything else. One day, in a moment of frustration, Anne took Helen to the water spout. Think of it as like a sink or maybe a hose. And she put Helen's hand under the water. And she took the other hand and spelled out W-A-T-E-R on her hand, spelling out water. At this point, Helen finally made the connection and learned what Anne was trying to teach her. Over time, Helen Keller would learn a lot more words this way. And she would also learn to speak. Now, it's really hard for people to learn how to speak when they can't see or hear, but Helen Keller was able to do that. And because of her success as a student, her story was being told around the United States, and she became somewhat famous. And she met other famous people, including someone named Mark Twain. Now, Mark Twain was a very famous writer, and he was very well connected. That means that he had a lot of friends. And so Mark Twain introduced Helen Keller to his friend, whose name was Henry Rogers. Henry Rogers was a very rich businessman who worked for a company called Standard Oil. And Henry was so impressed with Helen that he thought that she just had to go to college because she was so smart. So Henry offered to pay for Helen's college. So that's what Helen did. She went to Radcliffe College and quickly became one of the best students there, and she graduated in 1904. Helen Keller would continue to amaze people, not just by overcoming her disabilities of not being able to see or hear, but also by improving civil rights for people in the United States. She helped push for something called women's suffrage, which means the women's right to vote in the United States. You see, back then, women could not vote for who they wanted to be president or governor or mayor. They did not have that right, and Helen thought that that was wrong. And so she pushed for that, and eventually the United States changed that law, and women are now able to vote in the United States. She also pushed for the improvement of welfare or help for the physically disabled, such as blind and deaf children. Now, Helen Keller displayed a tremendous amount of dedication and hard work during her lifetime, and she didn't let her disabilities of not being able to see or hear stop her from accomplishing her goals or inspiring other people, including those that have disabilities, to overcome and achieve all that they're capable of doing. And that's the true story of Helen Keller.